Blog Talk Radio.
All righty. We must be on. I thought we had some music this morning, and apparently we don't yet. So we're having a little blog talky to start out with. All right, what we do have today is we have Pamela Cummins with us. She is our musical psychic and very amazing lady. She gave me an awesome reading last week. I never even got to get a chance to call you back. It's like, doggone, I had one of those insanely amazing weeks. let's see. And I got to make the usual announcements here to get a hold of Psychic Jethro. He is at www.jethrosmith.net, and his number is 928-284-0437. He's at psychicjethro@aol.com is his email. And let's see, then we have, he's got a special running this month, till the end of July. It's called his coffee reading special. And for a box of coffee, for the price of a box of coffee, he will schedule a 30-minute reading with people who purchase that. And you can get a hold of that by calling me at 719-289-4907. And I will, as we're going through, I will post some of this in chat here for us today. And Pamela, I would like to have you go ahead and get me your contact number and stuff. And I started a list yesterday where I could actually see people's stuff written down. And I know yours is www.successfulrelationship.com. And I've had the worst time with your phone number. It seems to bop out at me whenever I go to look at that. So I'm going to have you say your phone number for us. And,
sure.
Okay?
Sure. And, well, and I'm so happy to be here, and hello to everybody. And my phone number is 973-229-9704. If you're on Twitter, my Twitter name is @RevPamela, which is real easy. And on Facebook, just for Facebook, my Facebook page is Pamela Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. So there's many ways for you to find me.
All righty. Good deal. Okay. Let's see. What else? I'm trying to think of anything else going on at the moment. Tomorrow we have, supposed to make the announcements here. Today is Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Amy Cavanaugh is finishing up her chakra, not quite finished. She's on chakra number 6. So we have 6 and 7. So we've got 2 more of those classes to do with her on Wednesdays. And those are 90-minute classes. And then Thursday we have Linda Irwin on. She's an ET paranormal person. And then Friday, I'm not sure what Jethro has planned. I've heard something about the violet flame, something like this. So he's got something going on Friday and, of course, the weekend. So we're here at 773. I don't want to have a brain fart like that. 897-6461. There we go. That's our call-in number, 773-897-6461. That's the other thing I keep missing, is Jethro's new show that he started is Living in the Psychic Realm, and that's at 714-333-3354. Lots of threes in that one. And I'm never quite sure when that show airs, so the best thing I can tell people is call the number, because usually Blog Talk will tell you your show will be on in X number of hours, or, you know, there's no show posted for today or whatever. So if you call that secondary number and find out when that's on, that's the easiest way right now that I know of how to find it. And then you can check that out, because he is on there also, and he's got a little bit different group. It's a little bit different format, but we're moving forward and doing onwards. And he called it Living in the Psychic Realm for after his book, which is Living in the Psychic Realm, which you can also order off of his site in the autograph form. So we've got, oh my goodness, Pamela, you'd be scared. We have got a whole lot of people who have signed in here to talk with you today. And our first caller signed in before I did, so we're going to start with them and rock and roll on down the line here. We have area code number 786. You are on live with Pamela today. So go ahead and ask your question.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, and your name is?
My name is James.
James, and what is your question, James?
Well, I was wondering if you were picking up any messages in regards to employment.
Employment, okay. You know, it's funny because sometimes I feel the urge.
Oh, no. Okay, I don't know what in the world just happened. It blogged everything out. It dropped all of our callers. It dropped Pamela, and it dropped our caller. Heaven's sakes, guys, will you please call back in, because I don't know what in the world just happened there. That was the weirdest thing I've seen, and I know people are going to go, it's Mercury retrograde. But, yeah, it really retrograded us all out here. So let's see if we can get anybody back on air here. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Pamela. Okay, hopefully she will call back in. My goodness, that was really strange. Okay, and in the meantime, we'll play a little bit of music here. Okay, James called back in. So, James, hang on there. I don't know what in the world happened. It did what I call it, blogged us off here. So, guys, hang in there. I don't know what in the world happened. I am sorry about that. It just dropped everybody all of a sudden there, and it's like you disappeared and James disappeared, so I'm going to get you guys both back on. It just kicked everybody off.
Okay, Kelly, you can hear me, though?
I can hear you, yeah. It's like,
okay.
It's all of a sudden, it's like the only one in our queue that held was, we have a Skype call in, and that was the only person that held. It's like the rest of you. I mean, thank you guys for calling back in, because that was just the weirdest thing ever. Okay, but James, we got you back on, I think, and Pamela, we got you back on, so let's you guys start in again.
Okay, James, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, that was a little weird. Okay.
That was a weird thing.
All right, what I was saying is the heart and the stomach. The heart is a job that the type of work you really desire. The stomach is you need to eat, okay? And that's what it feels like, the conflict you're going through right now. I hope you understand that, okay?
Right.
I am getting that you will get a job, something temporary, okay? And temporary can mean anywhere up to a year, maybe a little more, more or less. However, I'm also getting to start doing the work that you desire to do, okay? It's weird. I heard painting, and then I saw your fingers. So it feels like it's something creative, okay?
Right.
All right, good. You understand that. And that feels like the avenue you need to go in. And they're so funny. They're saying, never fear, underdog is here, okay? that's what they're saying, and what I think they mean by that is your angels are around you, your guides are there, they're going to get you through this. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
You.
All right. Bye bye.
Oh wow. Alrighty. Well, thank you, James, for calling in, and thank you for calling back in. It's like, all right, that was incredible. All right, and our next caller here who's been hanging on is, came back in, area code 678. 678, you're on the
line.
Hi. And
Hi, Pamela and Kelly. This is Susie.
Hello. Hi, Susie. And,
how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Very well.
Very excellent.
Mm-hmm. And what is your question, Susie?
I would like to see, you know, what you would see in a, any kind of a friendship moving into a relationship sort of thing. I always say friendship first because it always has to start there.
Right. And what I got, you know, was that you're very spiritual, okay?
Yes.
I'm getting not in a religious sense, in the spiritual sense, and I'm seeing, you know, you sitting in like a yoga position, your hair is up. It looks, I don't know if it's short or if it's up in a bun, okay? And you're sitting there and you're meditating, okay? So, I mean, that for me means to visualize someone coming in. But I do feel someone coming in. He feels intelligent, okay? That's what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. Somebody very intelligent, but also very spiritual, okay? And I just want to double check, you're into men? Okay, all right. I just wanted to double check that. I don't know. I just felt like hesitant, so I needed to make sure of that. Okay, that I was getting the right information. Yeah, it does feel like it's going to take time. Okay. All right. I'm hearing a slow process. I feel like you're going to meet this person in the fall, and it's going to take 2 to 3 months for it to really start to blossom. And I keep on seeing my boyfriend who, you know, it took a while for us to really get into a relationship. We met on the internet, and it took 2 or 3 months even for us to meet in person. And that's the kind of relationship I feel you're going to have, okay? But as I said that, my guide said good foundation. And I also saw like a carpenter building like a brick. And I want to say it's a brick wall, but I don't feel like it's like you're putting a brick wall between you and somebody else. It feels like you're building the foundation. You'll have a foundation, and then you'll build the sides to the house, okay? And as I said that, my guide started playing this song, Our House is a Very, Very Fine House. So this feels like your next relationship with this man, and again, it's an intelligent man, but he's also very spiritual. This feels like it's going to last a lifetime. You're going to build, you know, a home together, okay? And my guides are saying you really deserve that because I'm feeling this, it's like a feeling in the pit of my stomach, and it feels like you've gone through some stuff, you know? And now it feels like, you know, and they're not telling me what it is. That's okay. I don't need to know. But now it feels like reward, sunshine, joy. I'm seeing this, in my mind, I'm seeing this tarot card where it's like of this couple kind of dancing together, and there's a rainbow in the background. And it's weird because it's like a tarot card that I know, but it's also different, okay? So that means to me it's not going to be your average kind of love, the general population kind of love. It's going to be more special and different. Okay? So
okay, do you feel that since you were seeing your own relationship and connecting with somebody on the internet, do you feel that that this could possibly be somebody that I've already been in connection with, like chatting with or speaking on the phone with?
Are you doing that with a couple of people? Because I heard a couple.
Yes, there's two. One with the R name, and
okay,
one with the J name. But I was hoping for the R name. But
honestly,
I'm not even sure if he's straight.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not getting an answer on that. Okay, I'm just getting a couple, and I feel that it's up for you to decide. Maybe there's some lessons that you need to learn, okay? But I'm honestly not getting which one. What my guide said was enjoy the moment. So what that means to me, it feels like it's really up to you, okay? And as I said that, I heard bachelor number 3. So it feels like there could be somebody else to choose from too. Okay.
Oh my
gosh. And yeah, which is okay because it was funny because in like a Brooklyn Jewish accent, which I'm very bad at accents, I heard choices are good, you know, because when I think of a Brooklyn Jewish accent, I think of a matchmaker, you know. So
cool.
Yeah. So
yes, that's quite that's very funny. Okay, because I haven't had a date in forever.
No, you're going to have a date. Don't worry about that. But, again, it does feel like, you know, the foundation needs to be laid. Okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, blessings and love.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you for calling in. All right. And continuing on here, we've got quite a few here today, Pamela. It's like they're going to keep you busy and hopping.
That's okay. That's okay.
This one is our Skype person. It's Sister Soul Power. Well, that's, there we go.
Hi.
There we
go.
Hi.
How are you? I know I had technical difficulties. I was able to keep you, but then like all of my BTR just shut down and said it was crashed. And so I don't have a visual. but I can hear you.
Okay. Well, that's fine because I never see any of my callers. So, and what is your name?
My name is Sousa.
Okay. Sousa, is that correct?
Sousa, yeah, just like it says there. That's my real name.
Okay.
Cool.
And how can I help you today?
Okay, I just wanted to get a reading today. I'm not really looking at any particular area, but I'm open to what would be the message that I would have on today.
Okay, what I'm getting is fun, dancing, going out, having a good time. That's what I'm seeing. It feels like, I want to say, it feels like a party, but it doesn't feel like anybody's home. It feels like, I can't get if it's like, you know, if it's like at a VFW or like a club or something, but that's what I'm seeing, and I'm getting that you need to go out and have some fun, okay? Do some things, but the dancing feels good, and what I'm seeing you, it's, and I don't even know if you do this, but it's like contra dancing. It's like an English folk style dancing. And again, this could be symbolic, but I'm seeing you dancing with several partners, okay? And then there feels like one that's lighting up, okay? But now I'm seeing you in a circle of women, okay? And I'm just, again, I'm getting to go out and have fun. The other thing I'm getting, too, for you is that there are a lot of lessons for you to learn. Okay, and this, and I don't mean like, oh, you really need to get it together. I'm getting kind of like lessons and fun, okay? And
okay.
And the other thing I'm getting is lessons like going to, like taking classes, things that you enjoy. And what I saw is like stirring a pot of sauce and tasting it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't necessarily mean a cooking class, although...
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in that, please take it. But what that means to me is, and as I'm saying it, I heard a song lyric, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And that's what it means, is to really start exploring life, things that you enjoy doing, classes that you would like, creating your own life. It's like, and again, they're going back to the sauce. I'm seeing the sauce. And it's like when you cook, it's like you're almost making your own creation. Okay, like you can use instructions, but really it's yours, okay? And that's what they're saying what to do with your life, okay? And it feels like a lot of good, okay? Now, and I just heard the song lyric, You Can Go Your Own Way, okay? And this feels like it's in a positive way, okay? Because that song is kind of like, oh, go your own way. But this way, this means go your own way. Do what you feel is right for you, what you enjoy, okay? They're funny. They're saying like an old lady, okay? And what they mean by that, I understand, because that sounds kind of weird, is I had written somebody earlier today that the nice thing about getting old is you don't care so much about what people think of you, and you do what you want to do in life, okay? And that's what they're saying to do. Go out, have fun, and enjoy your life, okay? You know, live it up.
Wow.
Know? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be over in a little bit, okay? We can go.
Right. You know, and this is the thing, like, I kind of have that energy for the last couple of days, and I made a decision today that I was going to, you know, call someone and say, you know, can I get the extension on that payment? Because I just really felt like I needed to enjoy myself this week.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
And,
well,
and I refer to myself as the old lady.
Oh, God. Okay.
So I thought I would share that with you. You know, you needed to hear that so everyone understands. Yes, I am in that state of, I do have to learn to have fun, because one of the things I've been so busy with reestablishing myself with a career and I really am wanting to pursue, but I do get a little nervous and I say, oh, I can't, you know, be that free. I can't be that free. And then today, just like you said, it said, you know, you need to quit worrying about other people. Just do it.
There you go.
So thank you so much. That was my affirmation. Thank you so much.
All right. And thank you for validating too. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
And you a great day. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for calling in and sharing part of our day here. This is awesome. All righty. Our next caller here is going to be area code 402. 402, you are on air with us.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And what is your first name?
My name's Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. And how can I help you?
I just have a feeling, or I just have a question. I have a gut feeling that my boyfriend, we've been together since 2009, and we have two kids together. I just have a feeling that he might be cheating on me.
Okay.
I just have this gut nasty feeling.
Okay. And, you know, I kept on hearing with you, I almost wanted to ask if you were from California, because I kept on hearing the Beach Boys song, I Wish They All Could Be California Girls, okay? And,
mm-hmm.
And you know, I almost hate to say this, but trust your gut feeling, okay? Trust your gut feeling. What my guides are saying is really it's up to you. Do you want to continue this relationship, okay? And as I said that, I heard this marriage can be saved, okay? And what that's from is some magazine that used to have, like, couple talk, and then the therapist would say something. So I do feel that if you choose to continue the relationship, it has an opportunity to grow stronger from this, okay? But you really need...
I mean, he's lied to me about so many little things, and I've tried talking to him. And there's, like, just off-the-wall random things that he's done that... He just started this new job, and he works with only women. And he tells me they're older women. Well, me and him have 11-year difference in age. And he says that the women are his age, in their 30s. And it just seems like he really enjoys this job. And when he first started working, I would make his lunch, and he doesn't want me to do that anymore. And he's done, like, more personal things that just make me think that he's just cheating. But I don't understand if it would be in a physical way, because he goes to work and he comes home. But, I mean, he leaves, like, 30 minutes early to go to work when it should only actually take 10 minutes to get to work.
Right.
I just don't know if it's, like, a physical cheat or, like, an emotional cheat or...
I'm actually hearing it's both, okay? And by physical cheat can just be, you know, kissing and holding hands and stuff like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly feel like it's more of an emotional cheat. Okay.
Do you know how long, it doesn't feel long.
They're saying a couple. And honestly, I'm not sure if that's a couple weeks, a couple months. You know, I'm not getting that. It doesn't feel long. Okay. What my guides are saying is you need to decide if you want to continue with this relationship. That's what you need to look at. Okay. All right, I'm also hearing the song I Don't Want to Lose Your Love, okay? And I feel that that is coming from him, okay? I want to say he's acting out. He's trying to find his manhood, okay? I know that sounds weird, but that's how I'm hearing it. He's trying to find his manhood, okay?
Okay.
Meaning he doesn't feel very good about himself, all right?
Is that why he's, like, so distant towards me? Like, I don't know.
He's uncomfortable with himself. He doesn't feel good about himself. So instead of looking at that and looking at the relationship, okay, because if he doesn't feel good about himself, it's very hard for him to connect to you, okay, who he loves.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of doing that, he's going out and, you know, putting a Band-Aid on it, okay, and going and looking at somebody else, okay. And now I'm seeing somebody taking, like, a bottle and, like, putting back their head and drinking it, you know, like almost like an alcoholic would,
mm-hmm.
okay? And this, in a sense, is kind of like his drug, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And again,
he used to be an alcoholic.
Okay. And again, my guides are saying you need to decide what you really want, okay? And I heard a counselor, okay? So
I'm seeing a counselor today.
Good.
Because I don't know what to do. Like, last night, I just had this because he hated his job. He told me that he didn't like it, when the position that he was working with the females, and that he was so excited about a new position opening, and he's been talking about that, and now all of a sudden yesterday he tells me that he wants to stay at the job that he's doing right now. And I said, well, how old are the ladies that you work with? Because he doesn't tell me anything at all. And he says, oh, they're in their 30s. And to him, I guess that's old.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right. Well, that's not very old. But listen, I need to be considerate of some of my other callers that are waiting,
mm-hmm.
okay? So, again, listen to your gut, okay? Definitely talk to your counselor. I feel like there are guidance, and really the thing to focus is on, I'm hearing, and they play the song lyrics, should I stay or should I go? Okay? That's what
mm-hmm.
you need to focus on. All right? So I hope that helps.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. You know, and you guys, if you need more time with Pamela, you can always get a hold of her at that www.successfulrel.com, and she's at 973-229-9704. So if you feel like you need to have some more time to talk with her and get a hold of her, you know, get a hold of her on, you know, kind of after hours, after the show. Okay, our next caller here is area code 714.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Carlos.
Hi, Carlos.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I don't really have a very specific question, so I always just go with career and or relationships.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, my guys are saying you're a sweetheart, okay? So that's a good thing. The other thing I heard was writing, but I'm also getting analyzing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I just started my website, and I've been doing a lot of blogging.
Okay.
Lots of writing.
All right. Good. Because that feels like I'm getting popular. It feels like it's going to take off, and the way I'm seeing that is like almost like a funnel. Okay, where
mm-hmm.
it starts small to, you know, at the bottom, and then it starts to spread out, and then it spreads out really wide. I wish I could show you. It's not like a normal size funnel. It spreads out really wide. So to me, that means it's going to grow very much,
okay.
very much. Okay, and I'm hearing tweet, okay, which is Twitter. So if you're not on Twitter, get on Twitter.
Okay,
because that feels like it will expand. Okay, I am getting that you are going in the right direction. Okay, and it feels like it's a birth of something good that's going to grow up quickly. And as I said that, they also said to be patient. Okay, because I'm getting your, you know, I'm seeing a microwave in a hand. Okay, and. You know, with that always, that reminds me of this song where it goes, whoa, there it is. You know, I'm saying it wrong. It's a dance song, okay? And
yeah.
you need to be patient, okay, because it will take off, okay? And then just I heard the song The Love I Lost is a Sweet Love. Did you just recently get out of a relationship?
No. I've been out of a relationship for almost 2 years now.
Okay. Okay, all right. I am, okay. This is really weird. They said a new relationship is coming in the new moon, and I'm not really sure what that means, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I thought about it, it would be like when the, you know, the moon turns into the new moon, okay? But it feels like,
right.
you know, a special new moon, okay? So, yes. And... they're saying be careful because you have a tendency to develop a relationship too quickly, okay?
Right.
So, you know, so keep it at a more slower pace. This is really funny. They're saying waltz instead of doing the tango, okay? Because I see two people dancing, which is really cute, okay? So I hope that helps, Carlos.
That helped a lot. Thank you so much. That was perfect.
Oh, good. Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you, Carlos, for calling in. Appreciate that.
Thank you for being.
Okay, and we do have, let's see, here's somebody who's been holding for us for about 20 minutes here. Area code 954. 954, you're on with Pamela today.
Hey, good afternoon. I think I was online at first, and somehow or another I got kicked off at the very, very beginning of the show. I don't know whether I was the part of the problem or the result of the problem. In any case.
I know. I think we lost about five callers right at the first. It went in. It dropped everybody. It kicked everybody out of chat. It kicked everybody off the lines. I was just like going, call back in, guys.
Yeah. But it's been blocked. Fair enough to say about that.
Oh goodness.
My name is Susan. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I've been very interested in listening to everybody and what you have to say to everybody. It all applies to me so far. I'm also interested in relationships and income-producing possibilities.
Okay. I'm getting a very strange picture, okay, and I'm not really sure what it is, you know. And maybe, I mean, because you're in Florida, so it's obviously there's beaches there. But I'm seeing you play that game as we used to play as a kid, Leapfrog, okay? I know it sounds a little strange, okay? But as I'm saying that, I'm getting that you're leaping ahead, okay? You're doing your own business?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yep, that's okay, because it didn't feel like relationships, honestly. It felt like business, leaping ahead, okay? They're saying to look at the branding and the marketing, okay, that's important, okay, because
that's not really applying. I'm an owner and property manager of an investment apartment complex, so that doesn't make sense, but what it does make sense is possibly a little bit more towards relationships as far as leaping ahead.
No, I honestly, it feels more like business to me, but I'm going to let you interpret it the way that you want to, okay? Because, again, all right, they're going back to branding and marketing, okay? And that's what it feels like you'll get ahead. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay. This is weird. As far as relationships, I'm hearing a really old song. I don't even know. I think it's from the 70s. And it's like hotline, calling on the hotline for your love, okay? And what that means to me is they're saying branding and marketing. So obviously you need to advertise yourself a little bit more, okay? That's a weird way, you know, and put yourself out there, okay? And I'm getting conversations on the phone.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing conversations on the phone. And this is funny. They're showing me this, like, red kind of fancy phone, like you would see in the movies, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's like a special phone, like to call the president's phone or something like that, okay? And what that means to me is it feels like somebody very special is coming into your life, okay? Now I'm seeing, like, cell phones being thrown away, okay? So this is really strange the way they're doing this. So what that means to me is you will, you know, sort through the ones that you don't want, but you will keep the winner. And, again, they're showing it to me as, a red phone, you know? Who knows? Maybe he's in communications or something. I don't know.
Somebody that I've already met or not?
No, this feels somebody new, okay?
Great.
Somebody new, special. And what I'm getting is like taking a deep breath and, oh, he smells so clean, okay?
Hmm.
So but what that means to me is, you know, you will be attracted to his scent, okay? Which is important because I don't know if you've ever gone out with somebody and you didn't like their scent, okay?
Absolutely.
You go out on a date.
I have a very high sense of smell, and it can either turn me on or turn me off, greatly involving my chemistry.
Okay, well, this guy, the guy with the red phone, I'm sorry, it sounds so strange. That's what he's going to invoke your senses. He'll smell good, okay? He'll have a nice scent, a clean scent, okay? So I feel
that. Is there a time span that you see?
you know, they're saying summertime is when the time you start leaping, okay? But I feel like it feels like November-ish. Is it still warm where you live, like in November?
Yeah.
Okay.
Florida has a generally mild winter time.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends upon where you are in Florida, but that's what I'm feeling. It feels like, yeah, it feels Thanksgiving time.
Oh, great.
Okay. All right, so I hope that helps.
Can I have one more question about, I'm very spiritual, and I know I'm to be a light worker. I know I am a light worker, but I just am not, I can't fine-tune the modality I should be looking at.
Okay.
The most rewarding for me.
I'm actually getting speaking. That's what I'm getting, speaking.
Hmm.
You know, and speaking can be teaching, you know, speaking.
That's the easiest for me. Well, I won't take up any more of your time. Thank you. You're very enlightening.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
All righty, and come on back. Come on back and let us know how it goes. We always like to hear back from callers.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Yep, we're chugging right along. Boy, Pam, they got you. We still got you moving along here. It's like area code 205. We've got another 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 more callers. And we got 23 minutes, so we're doing okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to ask a question about my relationship with a man named Jim.
And what is your name?
My name is Robbie.
Okay.
And I just wondered where this is going. We've been friends for a long time, and I just want to know if we'll ever be a couple.
Okay. And it feels, okay, all right, I'm hearing the song, It's Been Such a Long Time, okay? So I do feel an opportunity for a couple. However, this man, Jim, feels like the vision I'm getting is like a tight bud of a flower, okay? And it feels like it's very difficult for him to open up. Do you understand what I mean by that? Okay. Oh, God, I'm hearing the song Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door, okay? And what that means to me is you're doing your best to knock on him and open him up, okay? And he's just not budging, okay? I don't know how else to say it. He is terrified of being in a relationship, although at the same time he is scared of losing you, okay? And I know this sounds a little manipulative and stuff, but I'm actually getting to, I hate to say this, make him jealous, okay? He needs to see how much you mean to him, okay? So
okay.
I'm getting to go out on a date with somebody else, okay?
Okay.
You know, and, you know, I really hate saying that, but, yeah, he needs to realize, you know, he could lose you.
Right.
All right, because I am getting that, you know, normally, if you were my girlfriend, okay, a friend of mine, I would say, well, go and talk to him and, you know, tell him how you feel. But I'm getting with him, actions speak louder than words, okay? And he really needs to see, hey, you know, continue your friendship and stuff, but he also needs to see, hey, I could lose that girl, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then I feel like that will kind of compel him because he likes to be in the lead. Do you understand that?
Right.
He likes to be in control in the lead, and the way they're showing me that is he's walking a little ahead of you, okay? And that's what he likes, okay? If you turn and you go somewhere else, I'm seeing him chase after you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. And they're saying, try it. You'll like it.
Okay.
That's what they're saying.
All right. Do you see a time frame as far as when we may be a couple?
Honestly, I'm not getting the time, you know.
Okay.
I'm not getting the time. I'm getting really to try that first and, you know, just make sure that that's really what you want, okay?
Okay.
That's how they're putting it.
Okay.
So I
All right. Well, Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
That helps a lot.
Good, good. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Call back in and let us know how it goes.
Okay.
Coolio. All right. And moving right along here, thank you for holding on here. This is area code 248, hanging in there for 25 minutes with us to talk to Pamela today.
How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. My name is Lenny, and I was interested in, I'm thinking of getting a new business started, and also I wonder if you see anything in the area of health.
Okay. All right. As far as the business, I'm getting a thumbs up, okay. They're saying bottoms up, okay, and I'm, like, seeing you drinking, like, a drink, all right, and what that means to me is you got to start from the bottom up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm going to be blunt. It feels like a lot of hard work, okay? I feel long hours. I feel that you're going to learn how to go through frustration and trust, okay? And it feels like in 2 years, it's going to really start taking off. In 5 years, I'm hearing the song Solid, Solid as a Rock. So that feels like it will be, you know, you're not going to have to worry. It feels like it will be firmly established, okay?
Okay.
So that's, you know, that's not bad. I'm going to be blunt, the first year, you know, you're going to have your doubts, but it's weird. I'm hearing Keep on Trucking, and I'm seeing the Grateful Dead album cover with the one with the rainbow and the foot. Okay, I think it's that one, like this big foot, and that means to me, keep going, okay? And I'm sorry, you had another question, and I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, how about area of health? Do you see anything there?
They're saying a checkup. Have you gone for a checkup?
Not too long ago.
Okay, all right. Honestly, I'm hearing doctor's orders, okay?
So I'm sorry, my dog started barking.
That's okay. I'm hearing the song Doctor's Orders, okay? So
okay.
I'm getting to listen to what your doctor has to say, okay? They're saying mainstream mixed with holistic, okay? For some reason, I feel that you need, like, massage and energy work done. And energy... Your dog's going crazy, okay? Hello? What I'm getting is, do you know what energy work is? Hello?
Uh-oh, I think we lost him.
Oh, boy.
Okay,
I thought you lost me for a minute, too. So.
No, you're hanging on. After that first go-around, it's like, we got you. But oh, my goodness. Okay, it's been a blog day. The next one we have here is, let's see, it's just a whole bunch of ones. So it's like, this might be a Skype call, 111-111-111.
Hi, how are you? This is Anne from Connecticut.
Hi, Anne.
I was, like the previous caller, looking for a little insight on career and relationship.
Okay, career and relationship day today, okay? Relationship. Are you in a new relationship, starting something new? Does that make sense?
No, not at the moment.
No, there's something, there feels like something new is coming in, okay? And I'm hearing love is in the air, okay? This actually feels good. Okay, the image I'm getting is like, you know, when you plant a seed, and they do it, it's a type of photography they do. They plant a seed, and you can see it growing very quickly, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm getting with this relationship, although it feels good. It feels like we've known each other for a long time. And again, it's got to be just coming in, okay, because it feels new. It feels new. And I'm hearing a song lyric. I have no idea what song it comes from. I'm hearing Any Day Now. Okay? So it feels like it's coming in. All right, and the way they showed it to me, it's a funny vision. I'm seeing, and this doesn't mean it's happening at Dunkin' Donuts, so please don't go to Dunkin' Donuts because I said this. But the image I'm getting is Dunkin' Donuts because I'm seeing the donuts in the background, okay? And, like, you got your coffee and your donuts, and you turn around, and boom, you go right into this big chest, okay? And to me, that means you're going to literally run into him, okay?
Okay.
So yep. any day now, okay? All right, now they're going to work. Okay, and I'm hearing the song lyric from Working at the Car Wash, where it goes work and work, you know, and it feels like you work a lot. Okay, does that make sense to you?
No, I'm in the process of looking for a new job, so I'm kind of transitioning down.
Okay, well then that is just saying that you will get another job. Okay. And you will, it does feel like a lot of work, okay? I am getting, be choosy because I do feel you taking this job, it's going to be giving you a lot of work, okay? And the other thing I heard was side business. Are you thinking about starting up your own business?
Nope, not at the moment. I guess I'm more concerned with this new job. Well, that's a good question. Does this new job pay me financially so I don't have to do a side business?
I feel that it will, okay? However, the feeling I'm getting is that eventually, at some point, and I'm not getting exactly when, you will want to go off into your own business, okay?
Okay.
All right. I honestly feel like having your own business will be less work than this because this just feels like, you know, I'm just getting a lot of work. Okay, it feels like it's going to cut into a little bit of your social life, all right? The money does feel like it's going to be good, but I am getting that you're going to need to make a balance, okay? Because it's, again, it just feels like a lot of work. So, yes, you will not be unemployed for long, okay? The money's coming. I'm hearing the OJ singing money, 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 so it is coming.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All righty, thank you. Okay, man, we keep having people call in here, so it's like we've got about 13 minutes left, and we got five callers. So hang on, guys. It's like I think we're going to make this. Area code 240.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
I'm doing well, and what is your name, please?
My name is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda, and what is your question?
My question is I've never been in a relationship.
I'm sorry, you broke up. Can you say that again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I've never been in a relationship before, and I wanted to know if you saw that happening anytime soon. And
they're actually saying within a year, okay? And that could mean that, you know, you meet someone and you're in a committed relationship. It could mean it takes a year for you to meet somebody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With you, I'm getting that you're kind of an introvert, okay? All right, that's how they're saying it. You don't open up easily to people, okay? And they actually want you to start opening up more to people. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'm feeling that. The other thing I'm getting is a very old song. It's a beautiful song. Loving You is Easy Because You're Beautiful, okay? And this may sound weird, but I'm going to say it anyhow. They want you to start really loving yourself, bringing yourself, giving yourself flowers and stuff like that, okay? Because love does start from within you to go out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they're showing it. Pamper yourself more. And the other thing is I'm hearing the song Breakout, and I'm seeing you taking a huge hammer and smashing it against a brick wall, okay? And
mm-hmm.
that's what they want you to do, is kind of break out of your shell a little bit, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I'm getting about you is I'm seeing that you're creative, okay? And the way they're showing me that is, like, you know, through beading, making jewelry, and I'm seeing these beautiful colors and stuff around you, okay? And I don't know if
mm-hmm.
you do that. That could be symbolic. And to also get into your creativity, okay?
Okay.
the more you kind of come out of your shell, it's going to attract, okay? I'm also hearing five, okay? And what that means to me is you're going to have an opportunity with five different people, okay?
Okay.
But it's weird because as I'm saying that, like, the way I'm feeling it is in my middle finger is kind of like sticking out, okay? Like,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like the top one, okay? And I'm not,
mm-hmm.
and what that means to me is one's going to really stand out from the others. And I'm also getting, it's okay to be picky. Is there somebody in your life who's pushing you to have a relationship?
Not knowingly, I don't think.
Okay, because I'm feeling somebody who's kind of pushing you, okay? Maybe that, for all I know, that could be your guides, okay? And just
mm-hmm.
trust it is coming, but again, break out of your shell. So I hope that helps, okay?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, and thank you for calling in. We want to thank all of our callers for calling in. We appreciate you guys calling and talking with us and just talking. Talk to everybody today. This is really cool. And we're starting to get people in the chat room today, too, here. And, okay, our next one is area code 510. Somebody said, is that your parakeet having a good time, Pamela?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You know what? I don't even. Yeah, he must love the energy. I don't even hear him sometimes, you know?
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Oh, goodness. 510, we got you on with us.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I just want to know about my job and finances.
Okay, and what is your first name?
Tasha.
Tasha, did you say?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I heard that quickly. Okay, I'm hearing more money is coming, all right? Is your job a drag? I don't know how else to say it, because I'm hearing the Stone song, what a job it is, what a drag it is to getting old.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It feels to me, okay, that the money is going to improve, okay, but I'm actually getting, you know, all right, I'm hearing, all right, that confirms it. I'm hearing the song, you got to have a J-O-B if you want to be with me, okay?
Yeah.
And what that means is to look for another job, okay? All right, and I'm feeling some fear behind that. So if there's some kind of schooling that you need, and I'm not saying college, I'm saying some kind of training or whatever, go out and get it, okay? Because that's going to help you prosper even more, okay? The other thing I'm getting is to change your outlook on things, okay? And my guides are saying have an attitude of gratitude, okay? Think more abundance. I don't know if you know about the law of attraction.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting.
Yeah, I've been working on it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm getting to do that because it will help. And it's the second time I heard it. I don't know if you've ever heard of Shakti Gwan.
No.
Okay. It's a lady who, you know, she has a book, Creative Visualization. Okay. And she's actually kind of from, like, more from the 80s or in the 90s, okay? And I'm getting to check out her stuff, okay? Because it does feel like there is improvement, slowly but surely. And as I said that, my guides are saying, believe and you shall receive, okay? So what that means to me is you kind of like, okay, I'm going to do the law of abundance, but wait a minute, it's not coming. It's not coming. And what that means is you really need to believe with all your heart, okay? And this is really funny, but my guide said, write yourself a check, okay? And what that means to me is, like, write a check to you. And you can do, you know, this, obviously you're not going to cash this, but write a check to you and make it for whatever amount you want. And then put something like, love God, love the universe, love your angels, okay?
Okay.
All right? And, no, seriously, those little tricks. But, again, I'm just getting some kind of, like, training or some kind of a thing that you can do that will help you get a better job, one that's not such a drag, okay? Because I don't feel like...
So they're saying going back to school? But I'm like, what is it, a year of school?
I'm hearing on the job training. Okay, so it doesn't. Okay, I hope that makes sense because it doesn't feel like it's going to be in school for a year. It just feels like some additional thing, and it will get you a job that doesn't. The job you're in now is okay, but it just feels boring. I don't know how else to put it. A drag. You know?
Yeah, I'm not even working right now. I'm just wondering when would I get a job.
Okay, okay. Yeah, well, again, I'm just, no wonder it's a drag because you're not working. Well,
working, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm like, but yeah, again, just, you know, start looking. And again, I am getting some kind of training, okay?
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Doc. Alrighty, haven't heard from her for a while and kind of wondered how the little guy was doing. I was going to ask that, but we got about three more callers here we need to check out. And let's see here, area code 317. 317, you're on with us.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Oh, I got to call you back. yes, I was curious about a move, a travel job I put in for.
Okay, and what is your first name?
Jamie.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm hearing the song Keep on Trucking, and I just want to make sure what that is. Okay.
I used to be in logistics, but this is a medical field.
Okay, all right. This, yeah, again, I'm just getting keep on trucking, okay? So it does feel very good, okay? And out of state, is it, okay, they're saying tri-state, okay? Is it like three states over or is it right around your state?
Let's see. Well, I'm in Indiana, and the closest one they told me would be in Texas.
Okay.
But I don't know that could change, you know?
Right, because I'm getting something about, like, three states that I don't understand what they mean. Let me just try and focus on, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me just see. I'm sorry, it's not coming in very clearly.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, I think part of the problem why it's not coming in clearly, because it's not clear whether or not you truly want it. Do you understand what I mean? Okay?
Yeah.
I keep on hearing refresh and renew, okay? So what that means to me is take a few minutes, sit down, and say, what do I really want to do, okay?
Uh-huh.
Do you understand? Because you're kind of going with the flow in a boat without any oars, okay? And what you need to do is steer it in your own direction. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Kind of, but not really. There's not been any jobs come through, and I've been off for quite some time. And so this is a very good paying job, so I'm kind of like, okay, let's go for it.
Right. Okay, all right, I'm getting that the opportunity is there, okay?
Okay.
All right, and again, there's something about three states, so maybe if you take this job, you're going to three different states.
Oh, that's possible.
Okay, all right.
And they also offered me three different states when I put in for it, yes.
Okay, that's what they're talking about, all right, because I'm like, why is this not coming in clear, okay?
That's exactly what they're talking about. There was three states offered to me, and I hadn't even gotten the paperwork already yet, but they offered me three states.
Okay. That's about the direction, too. That's the direction. That's what you need to steer is where do you want to go, okay?
Okay, are they pointing to one?
The one I'm actually seeing is pointing more out west.
Oregon. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good, you understand.
Yeah,
You understand. Okay, so obviously, yes, you're going to get the job if they're talking about, you know, tri-state, three-state, yes.
Okay.
You know, I'm also getting you're going to meet some very good people, too. with the move, okay? That's what I'm getting, some very good people. It feels like, I want to say it feels like a new life, okay?
Yes, that's what I want.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a daughter?
I do not.
Okay. Well, there's something about a daughter, so either you're going to meet somebody who's going to have a child that feels like a daughter to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, something about a daughter, okay?
Okay, right. Wonderful.
Good. Well, I'm glad that became clearer because I was getting very
confused. Me too.
Okay, so I hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. I'm seeing if I can add a little bit of extra time here because we've got about three or four folks. One person's been kind of like waiting here about 20 minutes here, and I want to see if we can just get a little bit extra time for us here, and we can get all of our callers in today who have been really patient with us here. Okay, let me see if that did it for us, and I'll find out here in a minute whether they log us off or not, because we were on the 10-second NASA countdown, so I want to find out what it did to us there. Okay, let's see. Okay, come on here. Oh, no, come on. There it is. Okay. I'm not sure. Not sure what it's going to do for us. Okay, we've got area code 561. And, of course,
hello.
Hello, you guys.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. This is Lena from Florida. How are you?
Good. Good. And how can I help you today?
Well, I'm in a transition. I lost my apartment on July 3rd, and so I've been homeless. I've been living out of my car. I'm living from couch to couch, and I'm just totally drained. Can't get any help from my family or my ex-husband. And although some of this man Bond that I knew, that I just met, said that he would help me, but I don't know. I mean, I'm just... I will be able to get a place when I have some money coming to me in September, so I have a while to go. I want to see what's going on with my finances.
Okay, actually what I'm seeing, I'm seeing you living in a room, okay? It feels like a room in a house, okay? And I'm getting that feels temporary, okay? And once you get that room, within 3 months, it feels like, you know, I can't get if it's an apartment or a house, okay? So they're saying to hang in there, okay, and to trust God, all right?
And when do you see this room coming?
They're actually saying within a week or two. It feels like it's very soon.
Is that with this guy Ron, his place? I mean, or is it somebody else?
I'm not getting who it's from, honestly. I'm just getting a room, okay, and it feels like... You know, you'll be living with one or two other people, but that's what I'm getting. And again, to hang on and not be afraid. And I know that.
Yeah.
I know
it's
that
very
these.
Frightening.
I'm sorry.
It's very frightening to live out of your car.
I'm sure it is. But they're saying that you are protected. Archangel Michael is around you, and you know, and to ask the angels for protection. Okay.
I don't even have a job to pay for the room. Do you see the room being free, or do you see me paying for it?
You know what I'm seeing? I'm actually seeing you cleaning. So you may have to clean, okay? Because I'm, to be blunt, I'm seeing you like cleaning a toilet bowl, okay? But you know, that's okay. You'll be able to do that.
Because that's what this guy Ron offered me. He said, if you clean my place, I would give you a place to stay. And,
okay.
I mean, up an hour away from where I'm living. Well, not really living, but existing.
That's okay. I'm getting, again, it feels temporary, you know, 3 months, and then you'll have, like, you know, your own, it feels like your own steady place.
Yeah,
okay.
That makes sense. It's September. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Good and God bless, too.
Thank you for calling in, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. And
from her new place, right? From her new place,
exactly. All righty, we got Mary Lou Who, who's been hanging on here. It's like, and I'm sure it's not Mary Lou Who who's here with the Grinch, but I'm not sure.
And there's no Grinch here, sorry. Okay, well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Pamela.
And you too. And it's Mary Lou?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And how can I help you, Mary Lou?
You know, I would love it if I could ask if you saw anything coming up in my love life.
Okay, and have you been feeling your love life is boring?
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is really funny. I'm seeing vanilla ice cream, okay? And I'm seeing you put a cherry on top, okay? And what that means to me is things are going to start anew in your love life, okay? I'm seeing you switching things around in your bedroom, okay? And I don't know if you've ever heard of feng shui, okay? But it feels like you need to feng shui your bedroom, okay? And you can do that on your own, all right? And I'm also seeing you putting on nice clothes, getting ready for a date, okay? That's what I'm seeing, all right? It feels like you just need to, you know, shift your attitude a little bit or, like, shift things around you, and that's kind of what feng shui does, all right? And that's why I'm seeing it. And then getting two men will come in. 2 to 3 is what I'm getting. Two to three opportunities for partnerships.
Wow.
Okay.
How long?
And it's funny. I'm hearing the Beatles song, Shake It Up, Baby, Twist and Shout, okay? And what that means to me, it kind of depends upon you, all right? Are you ready to, like, are you ready to shift the energy? All right, and what I mean by that is, as human beings, we kind of get stuck. Like, okay, I'm single, and this is the way it is, and what I'm getting is to shake up. All right, and the other thing I'm also about getting twist and shout. That feels like to me. You need to go out and go to some kind of party or dancing or something like that.
Okay.
All right, and then I'm seeing you being approached. Okay. I'm getting that January and February, okay, and I know that's a long way off. They're saying they added March, so sometime between those 3 months, it feels like that's when you're going to be in a steady relationship. Okay?
Okay.
All right? So, again, shake up that energy and check out feng shui. It feels like all about shifting energy.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So All right, I hope that helps.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you much, Ann. Let's see here. Oh, and it kicked me out here again. Hang on. I'm not sure what it's doing. I just love it when it does this to me. Golly. Kicked me out of studio and off the thing. At least I didn't drop off air. It has been known to do that. Okay, there we go. All right. And our last call of the day, we got in and made it for you here. It is area code 631. You are on with us, and thank you for hanging in there.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Christine.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again? Birdie Bird just got really loud.
And I've got birds myself, and they always get loud when I'm on the phone. My name is Christine, and I was wondering if I could ask you about my relationship with my daughter. She's 20 now, and I've always sort of been a little controlling where I thought was necessary. Now she's 20, and I feel like it's sort of hurt, and I just need some advice. I need to back off, and I just don't know how and if I should even.
Okay, and as far as backing off, I'm hearing yes, okay, and, you know, and if you back off a little bit, okay, and I'm getting let her live her life.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you do that, okay, they're saying let go and let God, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting that you will become closer with her, okay?
Okay.
I'm also hearing the song I Don't Want to Lose Your Love, okay? So I'm getting that neither one of you want to lose each other, okay? If you try and control her and tell her what to do, okay? I did hear the Beatles song, you're going to lose that girl, yeah, you're going to lose that girl, you know? So you want to allow her to do what she needs to do, okay? And I'm getting that is very difficult for you, okay?
Yeah.
It really is. What I'm getting is you need to really research on how to let go, okay? And, you know, I don't know if you can do the internet okay, or, you know, talk to, like, other parents who have gone through this, okay? because I do feel you have a very close relationship with her. But, all right, it's funny, I heard one flew over the cuckoo's nest, and I'm like, what does that mean, okay? And what that means is you need to let her leave the nest, okay? Because if you don't, you're going to make her go cuckoo, okay? That's what it means, because I'm like, that's strange, okay? And that's what it means. And again, you will get closer. I am getting that, and I don't feel like it's right away. I could be wrong, but I do feel her with children and you being a grandmother, okay? And okay. It does feel close, but for now, allow her to have a little bit of distance and freedom, okay, because she is her own person.
Okay.
All right? Now I just heard the song, I'm Having the Time of My Life, okay? So what you need to focus on is you.
Okay.
Your life, going and doing things you want. I'm also getting something about I love music, and I saw somebody playing the piano, and, you know, I don't know if that's you like to listen or you play the piano or whatever, but that's what I feel like you need to focus on is on yourself.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, I hope that helps.
It absolutely helps me. I need direction. I just didn't know if I was right to back off, and I always thought she really needed me to guide her, and she's guiding her, and well, almost moved out twice with two boyfriends, and I just didn't know if I was right to keep her from doing that. Those relationships ended. I just felt like they were not really good situations, but now I'm starting to say, well, who am I to say, you know? So I'm starting to not hope those boyfriends or wish those boyfriends would have stayed, but now she's on to a new boyfriend, and I just want to let go.
Right, right. And the other thing is I'm seeing a little kid reaching up to touch the top of the stove, okay? And what that means to me is you got to let her learn her own lessons, okay? And don't worry, you're still going to be guiding her. I do see her coming to you asking for advice.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And again, I feel you getting closer because of it.
Oh, good, good,
okay.
Good. That's what I was hoping for. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're wonderful.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Thank you so much. And call back in again and let us know how we're going. Oh, okay. Pamela, I said we got one person who slid in here. 30 seconds. Okay, here we go. Area code 973. You're going to be our last caller today.
Oh, that's New Jersey.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
New Jersey. Okay.
Good. Hi, I wanted to find out what energy you get from my boyfriend, Corey.
Okay. What I get on him, all right, is I'm feeling him moving forward really quick. Okay, and then I heard the song Slow Down, You Move Too Fast, okay? I feel like he needs to kind of chill out a little bit, okay? He also, honestly, he feels a little angry about something, okay? And I'm not saying he's angry at you. He just feels a little angry. Is it something to do with work?
Yeah, okay. It's something to do with work, yes.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, okay? And that's where it feels like he's going kind of fast and he needs to chill out, okay? I get that it will work out, okay? And what I'm getting for you is to stand back and let him just, like, kind of, like, go crazy and move through it on his own, okay? And then what I'm seeing is, like, and then I'm seeing you kind of rubbing his back, like, in circular motions, okay?
Yes.
All right? So be a support for him, but I'm also getting to let him do it, okay? Now, as far as his love for you, I'm getting he does love you very much, okay? All right?
Yes.
And I'm getting that he does want to stay, all right? With him, when it comes to other things like work and stuff like that, I'm getting that just be supportive, but he needs to figure it out for himself. He is stubborn like that. And I'm hearing like Frank, and of course you don't understand that. That's my brother-in-law. He's been married to my sister for over 25 years, okay? And Frank, he's got to do it on his own and his way, okay? You can,
yeah.
Like, the only way to kind of convince him to do it your way is by action and by not promoting it, okay?
Yes. Also, he was mad at me. Do you get that he's mad at me some also, or has he subsided?
No, that doesn't feel like he's mad at you. It feels like, okay, what I'm getting, the reason why he was mad at you is because he was mad at other things, okay? That's what I'm getting. I did something,
but I guess, you know, he forgot about it then.
I'm getting that he's, you know, letting it go, okay? Above it. And again, you know, the way to get on his good side is to rub his back, okay?
I'm giving him space. How much more space does he need? I don't know if
The way to get on his good side is to rub his back.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, because I keep on seeing, like, your hands going in circular motions, like, between the shoulder blades, which is, like, where the heart is. So that will help you get on, you know, get on his good side always, okay? Plus, it has a very calming, effect on him.
Well,
okay?
Do you see when he'll be okay with his job? Because I don't know if I should go over there or still give him a couple of days.
Definitely. I'm hearing the song, Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. Let him get in touch with you, okay? Yeah,
do you know how long it'll be before he'll call?
I'm getting it's a couple of days.
Okay.
I'm actually getting go out and do your own thing. I don't know if you polish your nails, but okay, that's what I'm seeing. Go get your nails done, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Go get your nails done. Forget about him. Do your own thing. He'll call you, okay?
Okay.
So.
He is moving fast. He was talking about us moving in together. Do you think I should slow him down as far as that?
Yeah, I'm getting it.
He moves fast.
Yeah, I'm getting it will happen, but you don't need to do that yet, okay?
Okay.
It's not time for that.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, why is he moving so fast in our relationship?
That's just him.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'm hearing the song Slow Down, You Move Too Fast. And that's just him. He moves fast, and it feels like with everything.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And thank you to all our callers today and everybody in chat room. I am going to have Pamela give her information out again. Be sure to get a hold of her other days during the week because she's only with us here one day a week, and she has a whole nother life everywhere else the other 7 days a week. So give us your information and how our callers and listeners can get a hold of you again, Pamela.
Okay, sure. My website is successfulauriel.com. So again, successfulauriel.com. Auriel is short for relationships. Phone number is 973-229-9704. I do have a Facebook page, and it's Pamela, and the last name is CUMMINS. And also, if you are on Twitter, it's Rev Pamela. So those are four different ways you can get a hold of me.
Awesome. And I know people always want to know, how much does she cost? And I'm suspicioning if they go to that www.successfulauriel.com, it's like you probably have that posted in there. Is that right?
I do. And I also do, if people are a little shy on the phone, I also do email readings too. So.
Cool. All righty. See, there are lots of ways, guys, for you to get a hold of her other than just on here. And it's like, we love having her. It's like I love her birdie in the background. And we don't hear much from the kitties, but it's like she was telling me about her big Garfield bruiser guy.
and
falling down the stairs.
Well, the little one actually jumped on, jumped on the desk and wanted to drink out of my water dish. So, my water cup, excuse me. Yes.
Right, I knew what you meant.
Yeah. So, and of course, Birdie Bird is very quiet right now because we're about to get off the radio. So,
right, they really animals are so sensitive to that energy. It's like when it's really up and going, they're like, yeah. It's like you go, oh, good, I can take a rest now.
Exactly.
It's so funny. All righty, and let's see again. Everything else coming up this week is we are having tomorrow. Amy Cavanaugh is doing her chakra classes. And she is on chakra number 6. We have the rest of them archived. She was doing that like every Monday. There's a couple Mondays in there where she was kind of off because they had that big storm and flood and everything in Florida, and she lost her car and lost her phone. So there's a couple of weeks where, she kind of had a break in there. But we've got all those archived, the classes from 1 to 5 so far, and then tomorrow's class will also be archived.
And she'll be finishing up next week with number 7. And then Thursday we have Linda Irwin, and she is our ET and paranormal person. She gets, you know, some really amazing things out there. It's really, really out there. It's really out there. And then Friday we've got coming up, I'm not sure what Jethro has on. He always keeps those a surprise, but he said something about the sky with the violet flame. And I'm like, okay, this ought to be interesting. It's like I'm going to have to come check that out, even though that's my day off. Let's see, and what else? Oh, yeah, Jethro's also till the end of this month doing what he calls the coffee reading. And if you buy one box of coffee, tea, hot chocolate, any of the products, he will throw in a 30-minute reading for just, you know, making sure people get to try that, because he's really gotten invested in health. He's really, he quit smoking after years and years and years, and that coffee detoxified him, you know, all kinds of stuff. He really is a, you know, promoter of that right now. And the person to call for that, I get to be the contact person for that, is I'm at 719-289-4907, and my name's Kelly. And so thank you all today again for coming in and being with us. It's like, I just have fun with these. These are just fun shows. It's like, I love Pamela. She is such a lot of fun to talk to. And we look forward to seeing you again next week on Psychics Come Live.
All right, sounds good. Okay, I'll see everybody next week, and thank you, Kelly.
You betcha. Thank you, Pamela.
Okay.
Have a good one.